Good morning. How are you two doing? Good. It's good to see you both. I'm glad you're both here. Have you ever gotten a letter? In your whole life, have you ever gotten a letter?
Before church.
Okay, good. Yeah, this. So you know what a letter is, right? Looks kind of like this, right? Yeah, and it's a little bit old school. Yeah, yours was a gift. Oh, wonderful! Have you ever gotten a letter, Sammy? Yeah. Well, these days we send letters all kinds of ways, right? We send emails. We send texts. We send, I don't know. There's so many different ways. You can tweet. You can do all kinds of crazy things. The old school way. I agree. I love that. I am old school. I do lots of emailing and things. But today we heard a whole letter. Did you know there's letters in the Bible? It was a whole letter. Thank you very much for reading that letter so beautifully. It was a letter that was written by Paul to a guy named Philemon and his church because, well, one of Philemon's servants seemed to maybe have found his way away and found his way to Paul and got in a little bit of trouble. So Paul wrote a letter and he said, you know what? Onesimus. That was the name of the slave. Kind of a cool name, right? Onesimus. He's not a bad guy. And you know what? I think maybe not only should he not go back to being a slave, but he should become part of your family. And Paul wrote off and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to send Onesimus back to you. And I want you to receive him and love him and care for him. Now, we don't know what happened because we never got Philemon's letter back to Paul. I always wondered all my whole life why we never got to see any of the replies to Paul's letter. So we don't know what happened, but what we do know is that Paul really wanted us to understand what love was. So what I decided to do today is to give you these. There's that one. Here is one for you, my friend. And that is Paul's letter to Philemon. You can read it. You can have your parents read it to you. Whoever. It's a really cool letter, but that's a letter. But more importantly, I wondered if you might want to write a letter to somebody else. Have you ever written a letter?
Nope.
Even if you don't. You are not alone in that, I have to tell you. Yeah. And you know what? You don't have to write words. I happen to like to draw pictures. I draw a lot of pictures. So if you wanted to, I got you a letter writing kit. So you, just like Paul, you could just write a letter. Fact is, you could do it during the next part of the sermon, which is fairly boring. And have a really awesome time while you're doing it. So there's a piece of paper and some crayons and an envelope, and you can have two, it's okay. And you can write a letter. But remember what Paul said. Paul's letter was to remind us to love one another. And that might be a good way for you to write your letter, too. All right, thanks. Now, you can stay right here and write your letter. You can go back to your seat and write your letter. You can write it wherever you want. Beautiful. Take it all with you. Fantastic. Thanks for being here. And if any adults want a letter writing kit, they're over here during the sermon. Fine. I won't be offended.